babies as young as 3 months can be in your classes, and you began teaching your own daughter Finley Sign Language at 6 months. Mm-hmm. What can parents expect to see in terms of the turnaround time for the babies comprehending and responding?
It depends how early you're going to start teaching them. If you start teaching a baby how to sign at around 4 or 5 months, you probably won't be seeing signs back until, you know, maybe 7 or 8 months. If you start closer to a year and a half, you'll probably see signs much quicker, maybe within a few weeks or a month at the most.
We tend to think of babies as having very basic needs. Has this been your experience with your signing toddlers?
I've really gotten sort of a window into their thoughts, needs, feelings much beyond the basics. I've been able to know when my daughter is thirsty. I've been able to know when something scares her. I've been able to know when my son is excited by something that he sees, that he's thinking of his grandmother who is, you know, miles and miles away.
And has this ability to express themselves through sign eliminated the terrible twos?
I really think it has. My daughter, I think, just has sort of a really sweet nature, so it's hard to know if she would have had the terrible twos anyways, but she just never went through them. She was always able to communicate with us, and they say that's what the terrible twos stem from, is frustration. I got a glimpse of what life would be like with my son if he wasn't a signing baby the other day, because he was signing something, and I just couldn't quite get it. I was guessing, and he got so frustrated, and he just kind of threw a bit of a tantrum, and he never does that.
Your daughter's now made the transition to verbal speaking. Did that come at a delayed rate? How did she make that transition, because she could already communicate?
Basically, she started speaking the words that she signed first. She's just over 3, and she has a fantastic grasp of the English language. She'll use the word otherwise. You know, I need to clean up my toys, otherwise my room will be a mess or something. And I'm thinking, how do you have the grasp of the word otherwise? But she's been communicating for years now, really. Because she had the knowledge of what communication is based on, she has gotten a bit of a lead.
Now, your course actually teaches American Sign Language. That's what the babies are learning. Can you describe some of the signs that you'll be teaching them and their parents in the first class?
Yeah, the first session that we do is called Eat and Drink. So we'll focus on a lot of just basic signs that might come up in that sort of context when you're having breakfast. So the signs themselves, eat and drink, eat putting sort of food to your mouth, and drink as if you're holding a cup and drinking from it, juice, milk, crackers, bananas.
Now, you learned baby sign from a book. What's the advantage of offering it in a classroom setting?
There are quite a few advantages. I think support. When I was signing with both of mine, I had a lot of questions that I just kind of didn't know the answers to, and I found myself looking on different sort of random websites, being in a room with maybe 8 other mums or dads and their babies, and the little ones looking around. They're going to get it much quicker that you're all signing and you're all doing the same thing. They're all going to be watching. Babies tend to want to sort of copy other babies and what they're doing. So I think being in that environment will really accelerate the whole learning process.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.